Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cloud Security Alliance's podcast series, CSA Security Update. I'm your host, John DeMaria. CSA is the world's leading organization dedicated to defining and raising awareness of best practices to help ensure a secure cloud computing environment. We harness the subject matter expertise of industry, associations, governments, and members to offer the best in research, education, certification, events, and products. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of CSA Security Update. I am John DeMaria, your host, and today we have a interesting guest, Andrea Doherty from Dell Technologies. Dell Technologies uses the CSA Cloud Control Matrix, and they're on the Cloud Register, so they're one of those CSPs that subscribe to the Cloud Control Matrix to really improve their systems. Andrea is a technical lead for Dell Technologies Security and Resiliency Organization's Trusted Cloud and Service Program. So with that, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for Dell.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to. So like you said, I work in the Security and Resiliency Organization, which we call SRO. And it's led by Dell's Chief Security Officer, John Simone. Over the last 2 to 3 year period, I was, as you said, the technical lead for development of the Dell Technologies Trusted Cloud and Services Framework, which is based on the CCM4. And it's aligned with our standards and policies. So the framework that we worked on is comprehensive. It defines foundational requirements that must be implemented by any Dell team who's developing and operating Dell Cloud and as a service offers.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Yeah, because I know most people know the Dell name generally overall, but this is a different, different dimension of Dell that some people may have not heard of before. What are some of the unique information security challenges that you face day to day? I mean, in general, you don't have to give anything specific, but just, with your processes.
Yeah. And just as far as Dell itself, since the first Dell laptop was created by Michael Dell in his dorm room at University of Texas in 1984, we've become the world's leading infrastructure provider. So you're right. It's a different view of Dell than just the systems we use at home. And it runs across 100, we operate across 180 countries. So the challenges that we face are pretty, I would say, broad as far as how we address our customers' needs and then also just our own protecting our own internal infrastructure. So one of the big offers that and big strategic directions that Dell has gone in the last couple of years, which you may have heard of, is called Dell Technologies Apex. And that's where Dell technology, primarily infrastructure technology like storage products and data protection products, compute servers and so forth, are being delivered as a service through a simplified cloud experience. And so with an as-a-service model, the threat landscape has gone way beyond just product security vulnerabilities. So we have to look at all the threats covering, product and application security, but also cybersecurity, resiliency, supply chain security, just everything across the whole landscape. And then as well, the customers have many more cross-geographical regulations they have to meet and standards and so forth. So the CCMV4 has been just a natural fit for what we've been trying, what we needed to do. So we chose it as the base of our approach for the framework.
Okay, awesome, awesome. That probably answers my my next question, which was really around, how critical, I guess in general, in your opinion, how critical is it to have a good formal information security management that's based on, sector specific controls like the CCM, not just, general foundations for these generic standards that might be out there?
Yeah. Oh, it's critical. And, if you don't have a formal framework, a control framework to define the entire landscape of all the security domains that are part of a cloud security offering, you don't really know where you have gaps. So, what we found is that, we have our own, what you might call ISMS, the Information Security Management System, that we call a risk management framework. And with it are a lot of policies and standards. And what we found incredibly helpful is that by taking, we have an internal facing view and an external facing view. The external facing view is really what we publish to the STAR registry. The internal facing view is that trusted cloud and services framework, where we take all of the controls in the CCM and we customize them to be in alignment with Dell policies and standards. And then we also take the shared responsibility model that's part of CCM4 and we customize that, because implementing all of those controls is truly a pan Dell Technologies effort. It involves a lot of organizations. And so the shared responsibility model that comes with CCM4 is very important. So we customized it to our own ISMS. And the other thing, like I mentioned at first, is it allows us to not only identify gaps in implementation of controls, but it allows us to identify any gaps in our existing policies and standards, because we get automatically, we inherit the CCM's mapping to all the different sector specific controls. And so it helps us to quickly identify where we might have gaps in our own framework. And so it's helped us across many dimensions, I would say.
Yeah. So basically, it's helped you mitigate a reasonable number of risks or identify and then give you some sort of guidance on how to mitigate those risks.
Yes. And, our customers, it's about mitigating our risk for ourselves, but it's also making sure that when our systems are running in the customer's environment, they're still owned. It's really infrastructure that's still owned by Dell, but operating in their environment. So that changes the attack surface. And so we are also, it's very important to us to mitigate the risk of our systems as they're operating in the customer environment. It's always important for us to protect our systems in the customer environment, but it's even the attack surface is even more, much wider when we start saying we're running in the, it's like our infrastructure running in the customer environment. So it mitigates risk there too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good description, because people using, STAR level one, there's self-assessment. It is a self-assessment, but it sounds like, you're using it as a real tool that's, helping you improve your processes and mitigate risks. And therefore, when you post that level one submission to the registry, that's sort of the ultimate in transparency because of all the background work you've done in evaluating yourself against that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I would guess, there's some immediate benefits there from you from a marketing perspective as well.
Yeah, it is all about transparency. And I guess from a marketing perspective, true. But really, our customers, they view the dimension of transparency as critical for them to really have trust in what we're providing. And so it is a way for us that, to say we're willing to show you what we're doing, and so, yeah, from a marketing perspective, it's important. And also because there are a lot of cloud providers who have their self-attestations posted in STAR. It also, puts us at the table for us to be viewed by our prospects and customers and so forth.
Yeah. Now, you know, Dell, you guys took a step up. You're designated as a CSA trusted cloud provider, which for those who do not know, it's a step up in formal commitment to continual improvements and contributing to the CSA best practices. Why'd you feel that, you know, reaching this trusted cloud provider status was important?
Yeah, well, it is important because it demonstrates our commitment to the CSA. Our listing as a trusted cloud provider also shows that we're, you know, completely committed to continuing to contribute to improvement of the CSA and best practices that are promoted by CSA. And, you know, we've been a corporate member since 2011. Well, Dell EMC, which is part of Dell Technologies, it was the original member. And we're currently involved in at least 6 CSA research working groups. So, you know, we very much are committed to continuing our involvement with CSA to further the use of best practices and improve security assurance.
Yeah. And you know, always our audience, when they listen to these case studies, one of the things that they really look for is advice from those who are actually doing it. So I always like to ask, you know, what advice, you know, to those, what advice would you have to those that are currently considering implementing the Cloud Control Matrix and getting involved in the STAR program? What would be your advice on, you know, how they should approach that?
Yeah. And, you know, my first bit of advice is to just go out to the STAR registry itself and look at some of the entries from the different cloud providers. I think that is a great way to just get a view of what is out there and what the different controls look like. The other thing is, you know, if the company that I was giving advice to is already working in a particular sector like finance or healthcare, you know, looking at the mapping of the CCM controls against their particular standards and regulations that they have to meet is a good way to start, to target those controls as, say, you know, your foundational requirements that have to be met. For a company like Dell, where we have customers that cover, you know, broadly all the sectors, it's a bit more work, but that is also a good place to start. The shared responsibility model is incredibly important because that's where the conversations can happen with the different organizations. So people get overwhelmed when they see 197 controls. So how to make those controls relevant to the people who have to actually implement them, because only a subset is relevant to any given organization. And so we found customizing a shared responsibility model to the different organizational units that we have to be a really powerful way to educate people and get them on board with implementation. So it goes from, you know, theory to practice. And the other thing is to really not just look at it as a way to get on the STAR registry. I think doing that is important. I think that the power of the CCM goes much deeper than that. So by also leveraging it to for internal improvement of your own security and resiliency program and for ensuring you meet industry requirements is really important. I think it's an incredibly powerful tool for ensuring that your own framework is able to stand up to all the cross-geo regulations and industry standards that cloud computing demands. And then the other, just two more things. While star level one is widely recognized, it's really important to make sure that any claim made there, you can stand by, and to feed any learnings from the experience back into the CCA or CSA community, because, you know, we're all in it together to improve the assurance of cloud computing.
Yeah. And that's important. I heard two things that were really, really hit home. One was resiliency, which we don't talk enough about. And that's so, so important. It's a much, much better approach than, disaster recovery. Resiliency brings everybody together, mm-hmm. And then of course, that shared responsibility model of understanding, you know, who's responsible for what, and in many cases, matching your perception with the terms and conditions that you have as an organization with your cloud provider, and see if your perception matches up to what they're telling you. So it's a good exercise, to go through for sure. So really appreciate that. And appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. And, we'll look forward to hearing from you again. I guess anyone that wants to contact you would like, LinkedIn, we typically suggest LinkedIn as a mm-hmm. best way of doing it, more secure way of doing it as well. So we'll just leave it at that. Or you can always contact us at support@cloudsecuritylions.org, and we can hook you up with Andrea as well. So again, appreciate you coming on the show, and look forward to talking to you more about this moving forward.
Thanks, John. It was a pleasure.
Bye-bye.